When Claire Richardson got home from work last week and found the flyer in her mailbox, she says she thought it was a national ad at first. Then she noticed it was talking about Jesse Kiel.
And I was just looking at it, and I was like, this is just bizarre. And then when I saw the hand with the money and the red and black glossy print, there was just something in me that just recoiled. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this like a dog whistle for anti-Semitism?
On the front, it shows a picture of a headless politician putting a stack of $100 bills into his jacket pocket. It reads, if you give Jesse Kiel your vote, you might as well give him your wallet. Fortunately, you have an independent choice. The flyer was paid for by an independent expenditure group and was not authorized or approved by a candidate or campaign. Richardson is chief of staff for the lieutenant governor, but spoke as a private citizen. She says she reached out to a member of the group responsible for the flyer, the Republican Women of Juneau, a local affiliate of the Alaska Republican Party. She says their response was that the ad was simply about taxes and meant to remind voters they have a choice.
I thought that that was pretty disingenuous, that it was really about Jesse Kiel, and it seemed terrible timing to have this very odd photo and targeting a local candidate for a local office.
According to filings from the Alaska Public Offices Commission, the group paid a local design firm to create the ad in October and another company for direct mailing 2 days before the shooting at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh. The group's president, Ginger Johnson, declined to comment over the phone Monday. She emailed a statement saying the ad was clearly about taxes and the fact that Democrats, such as candidate for Governor Mark Begich, have run on platforms that include a state income tax. The statement reads, quote, we realize that as the election nears, some campaigns may be overtired and overthinking things, but our commitment to our cause remains steadfast, end quote. Kiel's opponent, independent Don Etheridge, declined to comment when reached by phone Monday. A statement posted on his campaign's Facebook page Saturday says he had no knowledge of the ad prior to its distribution. It also says Etheridge and Kiel have worked together at the Alaska State Capitol for years and that he will continue to work with Kiel, win or lose, and oppose discrimination of any kind. As for Kiel, he declined to comment as well Monday, saying he plans to focus on his campaign. With help from Jacob Resnick, I'm Adeline Baxter in Juneau.